Today is Monday, April 1st. The title for our devotional is The Power of the Spirit. The title of today's devotional is the title of our new campaign, The Power of the Spirit. In this campaign, we're going to explore the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer and in the church. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, power is the key word. If our experience of the Christian life is impotent and boring, perhaps it is because we have looked to something else to do what only the Spirit of God can do. Perhaps we have replaced dependence on the Spirit with willpower. Perhaps we have replaced dependence on the Spirit for missional effectiveness with skill, expertise, and strategy. Perhaps we have corporately replaced the Spirit of power with programs. Power in the Christian life is attained by greater and greater surrender to the work of the Spirit in our lives. Power and surrender aren't words we often use together. Yet in the Christian life, as we will see throughout this campaign, this is true. So many Christians feel like they're running on a hamster wheel in their spiritual life. Lots of effort with no results. Perhaps the answer lies in the word spiritual. We try so many physical, material things to grow in the realm of the Spirit. Of course, they are related, but they are also distinct. It's in the distinction that we are confronted with mystery and confusion, and I get it. The spiritual is mysterious. So in this campaign, we will seek to remove some of the confusion from the spiritual world. The mystery, however, will remain in a good way. And I wonder if this mystery is at the heart of our trouble with the spiritual world. We cannot control things we do not fully understand. The mystery of the spiritual world leaves us almost entirely out of control in it. In our human nature, this loss of control is completely unacceptable. This is what leads us to become, quote-unquote, religious and legalistic. We cannot control God, so we create rules that give us the perception of controlling God. We make an unofficial bargain with God that says, if I'm moral, you have to bless me according to my definition of blessing. We assume that if we do all the religious things, like attending church, reading my Bible, give, serve, etc., God will respond in a certain way. These can very easily become attempts to control God instead of the ways in which we commune with God and simply obey God. Jesus comments on this in his conversation with Nicodemus, in which Nicodemus, a Jewish religious teacher, was failing to understand Jesus' statement that to be in the kingdom of God, one must be born again of water and spirit. John 3:8, Jesus says, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." So as we embark on this campaign together, the first step is to embrace the mystery and surrender to our mysterious God who is Spirit. Until we do this, we will by no means progress in the spiritual life. In his book, Practicing the Power, Sam Storms borrows John Piper's example of learning to sail. Imagine you wanted to learn how to sail, so you read all the books you can, you talk to experienced expert sailors, you take lessons, you do all the things. You're finally ready to try, so you buy a sailboat and you get out on the water. At that moment, you realize that regardless of all your learning and equipment, you cannot make the wind blow. If the wind doesn't blow, you're dead in the water. In the same way, only the Spirit of God can make the wind blow in the Christian life, so to speak. We can do everything Scripture says, but the Spirit is the one who gives power to the Christian life. This may seem like an ironic statement, as I'm about to spend the next 6 weeks teaching on the Spirit. I can assure you we will barely scratch the surface. Much mystery will remain, as we can only know of the spiritual world what God has chosen to reveal to us in His Word. Although this mystery remains, we should do all we can to remove the confusion around the spiritual world. Tomorrow we will take a glimpse at the biblical words for spirit and seek to understand what the Scripture has to say about it. But for today, I just want you to reflect on this statement, a quote by Rob Reamer. He says, "Your next step with God lies beyond your comfort zone." This topic of the Spirit may not be comfortable for you. I'd encourage you to embrace that mystery, to lean into it, and wait for the wind to blow.